Just got to make sure that I got this updated. I just updated our post. You know that BSPs, you know that we've had a, as I say, a major operational change. And that's the way I'm putting it. Some of you may know a little bit more than that because you might have seen a post here or there. I'm not a big believer, and I remain not a huge believer in behind the scenes because it gets to be soap opery, and it also becomes, what's more important, it informationally gets fucked up, you know. People don't get the right thing of what's happening. But the bottom line is that we've had a personnel departure, and we're working with that. We're a small company. And so as a result of that, when we lose a person, we have to do a lot of dancing. And I'm not going to get into anything else. Whatever you hear will probably be wrong. In fact, yeah, let me just put it that way. However, I'm not going to get into any, you know, discussions of personalities because everybody that's ever worked here, we respect and honor, and they've got enormous talent, and I'm sure anybody that ever will work here, we respect and honor because they have enormous talent. And why is that? Because, well, I have enormous talent. No, I'm just, you know, I'm fucking around. no, but we do. We have a lot of talented people here, and it's a really, in a lot of ways, a high-pressure place because I make it that way. I just do. It's who I am. But I always... to be honest with you, compensate that, the fact that it's a high-pressure place to work, I always compensate that with what I feel is a generous compensation situation, inclusive of, oh, I don't know, different things, bonuses and stuff that you're all familiar with. I do that, and I do that as a way of saying, you know, I'm a crazy man, and working here is... or working for me can be a crazy situation. I've worked for some crazy motherfuckers. I'm still looking at the camera, and I still look like I'm squinched down too far. I don't know. I'll probably never be happy with that. All right, so today's Monday. Big shout-out and thanks to Nasi. Big shout-out and thanks to Joe Olander, Big Don Olander, and others who continue to assist in the... day-to-day, you know, of keeping our show going. The show's not going to end. Don't worry about that. But we, as I said, when you're a small company and you lose, and we have super talented, you know, really, really talented people that help us here. You lose one of those people. It's like losing for any other place. It's like losing five or six. That's my feeling anyway. Where your ass was at and all the people and the don't know where your ass was at and that. I don't even have to know the lyrics to that. I love that fucking song, man. I generally get the general thrust, if you'll pardon the expression, thrust. I'm General Thrust. This is General Thrust. And let me tell you something right now. By the way, we got a great show Friday night. I mean, I thought so. And from the people that were there, they enjoyed it. Allie was there. And she liked it. And, General Shaw, General Shaw didn't make an appearance. A bunch of people did. Had a blast, though, man. Had a blast. And I was on, I had a little teeny itsy-bitsy part in a movie that Whitney Cummings is shooting called, well, should I say? I guess it's not a secret, Female Brain. And I got to work in a scene with Marlo Thomas and Whitney. And I really admire both those women. I mean, they're smart and talented. They both have produced and directed and written. In Whitney's case, she's doing all that shit right now. And they're nice people. Marlo Thomas was like a big TV star when I was coming up as a kid, you know. And she was on a show called That Girl and a lot of stuff. And, you know, I mean, I was grateful to be working with her and to meet her. I'm not friends with her or anything. I'm just saying, you know. So that was fun, and that was last Thursday. So it was a good week. and then Friday night, Lauren and I, following the show, excuse me, man, because I'm still catching up. Lauren and I, following the show, it had been so much fun, we partied a little bit. So we made the very smart decision not to leave Hollywood, to stay in town, and we did. We got a room at the Hollywood Roosevelt Hotel. Fantastic place if you're ever in town. It's great. I would say it's a hotel that's a lot of young people there, man. It's like, you know, a young person's hotel. They took over an old established Hollywood hotel, I guess, from the 20s and 30s, and remade it into a really, really nice, comfortable, beautiful place right off of Hollywood Boulevard and right across from Grauman's Chinese. I say Grauman's Chinese. I don't know what it is now. Man's Chinese? As little as man's Chinese. And decided that we would stay there. That was a smart move. Well, I went downstairs to the Hollywood Roosevelt Hotel burger bar because Lauren was going to go to sleep, but she was hungry, and I was sort of hungry, more just wanting to go down and probably have another beer. And in fact, I think I did. So I go down there, get the burger, have my beer, come back upstairs, and all hell breaks loose. Open up my email, and I realize that you know, things have drastically changed. So, and that's okay. You know, shit happens. I think I cleaned up cat puke with that little piece of toilet paper right there that you saw. The shit happens, you know, it's the way it am is, it's the way that it am always am going to be. And you can't damn well change that. So, you know, let me do some shit here, man. Where your ass was at and all the dun 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 dun, or where your ass was at and all, where were you? I'm a Drake fan. I think a lot, I don't know, you know, if it probably doesn't matter to anybody, but I just want to go on record as saying, yeah, I'm a Drake fan. I understand. I like General Shaw. Has his point, but then everybody in hip hop talks about themselves as being the greatest thing that ever hit the fucking, you know, street. But I gotta tell you, I think Drake, anyway, probably getting into a conversation point here that nobody in my audience gives a fuck about. Yeah. What are we going to do on the show today? I don't know. See what's up. See what's on tap, you know? Way ass is that not a hint? Let me see what's going on here. I got to be, in situations like this, you got to be double checking your email like major league, dude. Let me see if I got the cache cleared. No, good, 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 good. Okay, cool. D-T-T-T. Yeah, so, oh, man. And Lauren was taken off to go to, what am I doing? Okay. Lauren is in Vegas with her girlfriend, and this is a trip that's been planned for a while. But she's checking, and she goes, how's it going? How's it going? I go, I'm losing my mind here. She's probably thinking she's going to come back, and I'm going to be like, you know, swinging from the thing, but no, I think I'll be okay. I got to get back to my man, too, Billy Biffington. Okay, cool. Here it is. Yeah, I've always put the relevant shows in a file left on the desktop. Where your ass is at? Where your ass is at? I may have to add a couple things here. Very crazy. But I'll tell you, we had a blast Friday night. Really talented people, including Eliza Schlesinger. Man, fucking major league. major league. Jimmy Pardo, bam, coming right out of the gate with Jimmy is just fantastic. And the place was packed. We had the lab was full. I mean, it's a little tiny bar, 85 seats maybe, and it was jammed. And Jimmy's up there, and I was looking at him doing his set, and I was looking at the crowd and thinking, wow, this is, what a cool fucking night we're having here. And then Eliza got up there. John Huck, funnier than shit. John's a Chicago guy, suburbs of Illinois. He's got the Cubs hat, you know, everything you would imagine a kind of a Chicago sports dude to look like. Matt Knudsen, who is funnier than hell. Emily Maya Mills, who is brilliant. And Solomon Giorgio, who is funnier than shit. Gay. The gay comics we get, like James Adamian and Solomon Giorgio. Now, those are our two gay comics so far. The gay comics that we do get, they're fantastic in their way, in the way that Solomon Giorgio had a joke. He said, how much would it take for you to suck a cock? He's looking at the straight guys. How much would it take for you to cuck a sock? What's that? $10 million. $10 million fucking dollars. I bet your blowjob you give isn't worth $5. So he went on to talk about, you know, the whole thing, you guys ain't going to suck a dick for less than $10 million, you know, and the fucking blowjobs you guys are giving out ain't worth the fucking, something like, you know, ain't worth a bottle cap, you know. So he was like just rolling on that level, and that I love comics like that'll throw you off. Yes, it's very uncomfortable. I hope to Christ he doesn't single me out some night. And how much would you take? It's, I don't know, $500,000? Is that more believable? Everybody was great. Everybody was great. It was a great night. And looking forward to the next one, man, which will be right around my birthday, early September. Oh, man. Stuff is goofy here, man. The case for El Chapo. What is this? What is this shit? Is this a made-for-TV movie? Or is this for like a real chick? That ain't... Oh, it's some Hispanic actress. So anyway, I'm doing this scene Thursday night, and the camera woman was from Mexico. And she was the main camera person, camera woman. She was the cinematographer. She was whoever, you know, the person who was running the camera. And I thought she was Hungarian because I didn't quite put the accent together with how fair-skinned she was. And I understand they're fair-skinned Spaniards, and I, you know, there's fair-skinned Mexicans too. I think probably wherever I've been in Mexico, I've mostly seen darker-skinned Mexicans, like in Baja or along the coast. I suppose in Mexico City. But anyway, why is that? Because there's wealthier, more well-heeled Mexicans there, Phil? Yes. What do I know? Anyway, she was talking like this. You know, I said, "Could you move that here and do this and that?" And I said, "Oh, it's." Where are you from? She goes, Mexico. And so anyway, I say all of that to say that we got into a big, long discussion about Mexico and how much I want to go back. And she told me about a place in Cozumel that is a, they cater to people who like snorkeling. And I'm not a deep sea diver. I'm not a scuba diver, none of that shit. But I swim and I love to snorkel and, I love that part of Mexico, so I took that name down. I don't know how I'm looking here, man, but I feel okay, I guess. Let's see here. I'm gonna log off this bitch right now. So what do we got here? All right, there's a little message that we've posted here. What is this, man? What is this? We will continue to post our daily show. We will update you as we make progress, that is daily, if not more, and know that we will continue in our pursuit of the pure beyond. Phil will also jump on hat. No, we mean chat from time to time. Jump on chat. All right, see, so I fucked that up. goddamn son of a bitch. Phil will jump on hat from time to time. Okay. Edit. Log in again. Look at that shit, man. Then we'll get the news up for today. Jump on chat. From time to time, video chat when possible, but mostly the chat box. Yeah. And watch Facebook and Twitter too. Okay. So we're going to do this and do it right and make it as painless as possible. It's not painless. It's just to get this motherfucker updated. King Guzman. Hey man, what is this shit? Case for El Chapo. Is this a fucking movie? Oh, it's Sean Penn. I don't understand what this thing is I'm looking at. You dig what I'm putting down? I don't know what I'm saying here. What is this? I'm looking, I'm seeing, I don't know. Guy to tell me. Guy say to me at the, what is that, man? What is that? Oh, wait, Dave, okay. Oh, fuck. And they say that the Red River Valley is the... Come on, bitch. Here we go. Bitch? Turkey death penalty. Erdogan backs return at Istanbul rally. Jesus Christ. Donald Trump tries a campaign reboot. Rio Paralympics. Russian athletes banned after doping scandal. Rio Olympics. Williams sisters knocked out in doubles. Boyd Dyson's Kansas water slide billed as the world's tallest. Jesus Christ. There's a ride that you can black out on. What is that thing? It's the, I think what we'll do is we'll have Jeff Dowder talking about that ride that he took it. I don't, where is that ride where you can black out? Magic Mountain? It's some. It's a brownout, yeah. Did I do the whole bit on, did I do the Chris Norton bit where he, I'm talking about Mars, oh yeah, I already did, yeah.
The Sussus Press, yeah, and Hunk Weasley. Well, Hunk Weasley is a, he's coming out of retirement, Hunk Weasley, let's do it again.
All right. What is the name of this one ride, though, man? You gotta find out this thing. Hello. This is Six Flags, the Flash Pass. Let's see. How about Six Flags? Six Flags, gray out. I've heard people gray out on this one ride. Goliath, that's it, that's it. It's the fucking Goliath. This is from the coaster guy. Goliath roller coaster, Six Flags Magic Mountain, man, you will gray out. Custom Twister Hyper Coaster, that is from the year 2000, and I'm fairly well, developed in the world of roller coasters. You know who's a freak for roller coasters is Lauren, my girlfriend. She is into fucking roller coasters, man. She's into all of that shit. She reads up on them. This chick is one of a kind, I should say. She is one of a kind. That's the truth, but she's one in a kind. In a kind of a way. Same. All right, so what we'll do then is take a look at this here. Here is Goliath. 18th wonder of the world, man. 18th? Yeah, there's... I guess you're not too up on it, are you, man? There's been a lot of, improvements down through the years. What is all this shit? Okay, I don't want all this, man. Who wants to go on a fucking roller coaster where you fucking gray out, man? I don't understand that. What is the fucking point? I don't know. I don't mind roller coasters. I can deal with most of them, I like to think, but graying out and shit, Here we go, warming up. All right, we're ready to go. Ow. Oh, there's something in my eye. Cut myself with a fucking knife yesterday. What was I making? I was really eager. Oh, I know. I was opening up a package of turkey sausage. I was so goddamn hungry, and I just... Alright, Roller Coaster Database. Here's the roller coaster database. It's pretty funny. World's coolest roller coasters from the Travel Channel. Oh God, what is in my eye? Man, I don't want to see a video. I want to see a list. Top 10 roller coasters. Here we go. YouTube. Fuck it. This is the one we want, man. Print. Yeah, and mostly what you see, Mr. Henry... is Mike, here's top 10. This is number 10. It's Superman, the Ride of Steel, Six Flags, Darien Lake. Oh, this is a jip, man. They don't give you the... Check this drop. Son of Beast Park, Paramount's King Island, Paramount's King Island, Kings Mills, Ohio. And it was designed by Werner Stangl, who obviously is German, and well, you take it from there. That was 2002. Goliath, Six Flags Magic Mountain. You fucking gray out on that shit. Drachenfire, Busch Gardens, Williamsburg, Virginia. One of the last Busch Gardens around, man. Here is the Superman the Escape. This one here, forget it. I've seen this one, Superman Escapes. And I'm here to tell you, there's no fucking way. And I'll tell you why there's no way. Because you go up this ramp, and as you go down, you're going backwards. I think that's it. And it's fucking high up there, man. It's way the fuck up there. Ah, shit. Don't tell me, man. Ah. Okay, that's what I was looking for. Right. Well, anyway, that's where that's at. And I can only assure you, Mr. Henry, that whatever. Today we're talking about 26 minutes. Okay. Well,
I mean, you know, my understanding is there's an awful lot of that. You can take the brown, you can take the brown out, you know.
What do you mean you brown out?
You brown out.
Well, you know, see, everything is the filth with this one.
It's not like you brown your shorts.
Testing 1, 2. All right, man. Let's see. Oh, I'm so fucking. Well, hello, everybody. It's Phil Henry, and today we're going to have the Margaret... Okay, that was from Friday's show. I didn't get back till late Thursday night. Got finished doing that scene Thursday night. Testing 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2. All right. William Witt. Let's see. Let's go back to the news. Let's get on back to our news now. Seizes failed coup in Turkey as a chance to supplant Atatürk. Atatürk. Turkey, get your shit together. What are you motherfuckers, a modern country, or are you just a bunch of jagoffs, huh? What do you do over there? What is it with Turkey anyway, you know? You motherfuckers, do you have a country, or do you just want to go around and play jerk-off coup? That's shit from, like, the 60s and the 50s. This is the 21st century. You should be a modern democracy. Yes, I know you're Islamic, and great. Be whatever the fuck you want to be. But running around with fucking coups and shit, that's real banana republic shit. Well, you talk about wanting to be a European state. Not that European state, you know, Portugal and Spain, as recently as the 70s, had dalliances with military coups and all that shit. God knows how close other countries have got. God knows how close we've come. If you want to get down to it, you know, think about that. How close have we come to the military going, it was probably Nixon. At least if the movie's to be believed, that Alex, which that was an Oliver Stone movie, so yeah, okay. But in the film, Alexander Haig says to Richard Nixon, you have the army. You know, you have the army. And Nixon says, fuck it. Not going to happen, you know. Can you imagine that? I think Haig, if Haig actually said that, he was even fucking nuttier and weirder than I thought he was. There's no goddamn way the U.S. Army would turn on... I don't think at this point in our history the American military would ever consider going against their constitutional duty. But hey, what do I know? The ping pong is all I saw. Oh, Firk shot Ann Coulter rallies behind Paul Neyland. Who gives a shit? Why is this a headline? Hey, where's the fucking golf, Jack? Ah, shit. Looks like we're going to... There it is, Jim Firk, 58. This is a round, so it's a 58-round record. I'm going to have Frank Gray at the, look at this. I'm having a real hard time having this. Oh, my God. There's a story there. There's a young man that I know. 6:14. We're not going to get this motherfucker done in time. This is going to be a short fucking show. Because I have to rely on a couple of people tonight to get this thing, this show posted. I cannot get it done. I have to get it done in a certain amount of time. Okay. Where are we at, man? You know, I think I'll just go ahead and give him a heads up. It'll be more like 8 o'clock. Sorry about that. Come on now. Oh. Wait, you know what? He just said something pretty cool here. Maybe I got some time. This. Okay. All right. Oh. Test 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2. His name is 21. Let's see. Oh, I know what it is. I better get my ass in gear here, man. What am I doing? I'm sitting here pulling my fucking you know what. Come on, Henry. Come on, boy. What am I looking for? Oh, that's it. I had it and I lost it. Here it is. And then one more thing. And then EF. And then one more thing after that. Side. All right, man, I'm all fucking done. I don't know what I'm doing here, but hey. 36.
Sarah, you know what it is, right?
Here we are. Hi, it's Phil Henry. Oh, shit.